Manushi, Jared Kozar, Tom Evans all here with you here this evening. And we have a very special guest now at the table, our final head coach of the evening from North Ridgeville. He is Coach Joel Melvin. Coach, thank you very much. Boy, you got to be the most joyous-looking coach to be up here at the table. Is it the presence of Tom Evans? Does he have that kind of effect? I think he does at this point. But, hey, nonetheless, awesome to have you here, Coach. How's things been as of late, and how'd the summer and offseason go for you guys over there in North Ridgeville?
Well, summer went really well. We had... for the first time in the history of our program, we had two wrestlers qualify for Team Ohio, wrestling
nice.
At Fargo out in Nationals, so that was really cool. we had one of our wrestlers, Jared Counts, I think his weight class had like 128 kids in it, and he got down to 2 matches away from placing, from being an All-American, so that was really huge. Definitely good for both of those guys. Eddie Powers was the other one who won a match in each style. So definitely, it was awesome in the summer, and you know, off season or the preseason, you know, we have our core guys that just continue to work. They come in every day, they grind, and they go home, then they come back, do it all over again. So that's nice. Right now, things are a little frustrating at times because our numbers are low. You know, we're really low at the high school level, but our middle school numbers are up.
Good.
Our youth is through the roof. I think we jumped like 35 kids in the youth. So, and I just checked in with our youth coach, and they're just having an amazing time. So,
gotcha.
It's just kind of my job to play out the waiting game. So they come up to me.
Not to put you on the spot with the numbers, but was that a bit surprising at all to kind of have lower numbers at the high school level heading into this season? Or
so every year since I've been there, this is my third year, and we always had right around like 10 to 15 kids, and then we would graduate like 3 or 4, and then we weren't really seeing a push for the middle school because when we started, the middle school program was essentially non-existent. We had no schedule. We had no wrestlers. And then we had a good year. We were able to get kids out of the hallway. They wrestled, and then COVID hit. So, you know, I think it had a little bit or far greater effect than I thought. But, you know, we just worry about what we can control.
You know, we talked about that. You and I talked before you took the program over about getting that whole thing rolling. And, you know, and you recognized right from the get-go it was about building that youth program mm-hmm. up and just being patient with the process. And I love the work you're doing, working hard, putting the golf outing together during the summer.
Yeah. Thank you for sponsoring 2 holes, by the way.
Everybody in the room's got me to sponsor.
No. He did it. That's Tom Evans. Make sure you hit him up.
T-O-M.
But you bring back a couple of kids to start to build some things off of, some pride back in the pro. You know, Orsino had a great year last year. You talk about Counts and the other kid that was out at the Nationals. Talk about trying to use some momentum from those kids to get some other kids excited in the program.
Yeah, we, you know, Orsino definitely led the way with the state qualifier last year. Counts was right there. I think he was a match away. And everybody else won matches at districts at a tough Perrysburg district. So for the younger guys, even in the youth, because we have our youth guys that do follow along just to see that and to hear them conversing about, hey, you know, nice job, Zach, or hey, great job, you know, Tyler Fair or Tyler Duff. So, you know, it's slowly building excitement. But yeah, it's definitely those guys do work. I will give them that. So,
new head football coach, able to tie anything with Coach Morgan to say, hey, you know, I know a kid that was a pretty fair football player that also wasn't too bad of a wrestler, and we heard some other coaches talk about that's just such a natural tie-in. I know Coach Morgan was kind of late on board getting into that pro. Any hope there?
Actually, Brian and I had several sit-down meetings. Great. Meetings to try to get kids out. I know he pulled the entire freshman football team in 2 weeks ago. It was like, if you're not playing basketball, you're wrestling. Well, it just didn't work out. So I think with Brian being new, he's also trying to establish himself
sure.
in the culture there, where some of the other programs might have the privilege of having a coach who's been successful. He's been there for, you know, 4, 5, 6 years And the kids are really bought into the system. And if coach says it, then I'm going to do it. We're still, you know, Brian, great guy. He is an advocate for kids playing multi-sports, whether not just wrestling, basketball, just making sure they're doing something. You know, when we sat down and met, that was key. He's like, we got to push the kids to play baseball, run track, football. You know, I got to get my guys to go out for football. So
talk about North Ridgeville in general. The community's just exploding, and you talk about building that youth program. How are the numbers down there? Are you able to get the word out to those kids? Because the community is just houses going up everywhere. Yeah, I think it's the fastest growing community in a 7-county area.
Yeah, I think at one point I counted seven or eight new developments in North Ridgeville, and they're all young families moving in. So
except for me,
yeah, right, and me, I'm on the older end of that too. But you know, my son takes part in the youth football program that North Ridgeville offers, and they have a great program that is kindergarten to fourth grade is flag and like rookie, like introductory stuff. And then they move to the tackle. Well, you know, the numbers they have, my son's age group was fifth and sixth grade. They had four tackle teams.
Wow.
They had, I think six or eight third and fourth grade teams. They had like the numbers are there. So, and I've got a great working relationship with them as well, the guys who run that program. So, just like Tom, it just takes time. At times it's frustrating, but I just got to remember, stay the course.
Talk to us about the schedule.
Yeah. Speaking about the guys who were coming back, we decided as a staff that we're going to build our schedule around them. They were all productive during the year. They won matches at districts. They qualified for state. They went to Fargo. So let's really challenge these guys. I told them I would rather have you guys go into sectionals with a closer to 500 record and wrestle some top-notch competition than go in at 30-0 and get knocked off at sectionals. So, plus it gives us the opportunity to see these guys before it comes down to the match. Whether it's the match to place for a state championship, to go to state, to go to districts, whatever. So we're starting this weekend at Solon, which is a tough tournament there. Looking forward to that. Just today we got in the I don't know the new name of it.
The Alpiner Memorial Tournament.
Yes, very excited. Actually, and thank you to Mr. Evans for arranging that for me.
I think I knew somebody that pulled a string or two on that one.
Right. I was talking about that tournament with the Barberton coach on the Kent scrimmage on Friday. It was a great tournament. I remember when I was there before. It was a good one-day tournament. We're at the MIT this year. I think it's the first time we've been back since Joey Myers wrestled in like 1992.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
Just watched that video on YouTube about a week ago. Joey winning the district.
Yeah. And then we go to Maumee Bay, which is a very top-notch tournament. I think it's 40-some teams nationally ranked. Our tournament schedule ends at the Audrey Genovese out in Orange. It's kind of a really good way to kind of end the tournament scene and then start to get ready for the postseason run. And then we got to pick it right back up with the SWC tournament.
I was going to say, the SWC, there's no place to hide in the SWC,
no.
That's for sure. So
no.
Talk to me about, you got some kids that should be on the podium.
Yeah,
but,
I'm hoping. I've just been telling everybody we should be a really good tournament team. With eight guys, we're not really, we could win dual meets. We got to come out swinging. We got to be pinning. We got to go for bonus points and not get pinned and not give up bonus points in order to win dual meets outright. But, our conference is no joke. I mean, one of the toughest around. And then just adding Elyria, it just takes it up an even bigger notch, which is good. I'm all for it.
Joe, I didn't get to talk to any of the other coaches about this, but the new weight classes this year, they kind of snuck out, and I'm looking them over.
Don't know them.
I was reading through them today. How much of an impact does it have on you?
Not With me, not so much. I would say, well, a little bit in the middle. You know, they what did they lose? I don't even remember. But, like, where I have kind of a log jam of guys, I could have spread out a little bit more and maybe not had a wrestle off. but it is what it is. You know, obviously I'm a bigger guy. I'm an advocate. No. I'm an advocate for the bigger guys. And, you know, we were just talking about it back there. Like, we really would have loved to seen like a 195 and then like a 230.
I was really surprised that they didn't do something else up on top, quite honestly. I knew that, you know, the lightweights have been thin in a lot of places, and I'm of the same ilk you are. To see something at maybe 190 or 190, you know, one more weight class kind of squeeze in there, to go from 75 to 85, and that's almost like a step back in my eyes, because, you know, we want those football players out. We want those bigger kids out, and you know, I think – There's some space in there. And you were around when two fifteen came in to be. You know, it used to be from 189 to 275. Right.
I was supposed to wrestle heavyweight that year, my junior year when it came out. So I was kind of, you know, I go around saying they created that for me.
Yeah, quite honestly, the year before it happened, we had a kid at a heavyweight that was a 220-pound heavyweight who was a stud, got down the state tournament, but he couldn't wrestle the 275-pound because they were just too much.
Too light,
for him,
right? That's where actually our heavyweight was Nick Borowski, and he weighed probably 199 pounds. So, yeah, we're looking forward to it. You know, just telling the guys keep on grinding, keep on working. You know, we definitely have our ups and downs, like any team does, but. You know, looking forward to the year.
Does this season feel any more normal, I guess? Not that we're totally out of that COVID woods yet, but with how much that impacted last year in a negative way, does it feel any more normal heading into this season?
Yeah,
for you?
It definitely feels better, because I remember this time last year we were wondering if we were even going to have a conference tournament,
if we're going
to have a season. Like, okay, what are we going to do if so-and-so gets COVID? Man, all right, we got to wrestle in pods. We got to wear masks all the time. You know, I can't wear this mask when I'm showing moves. It's good to not have that stuff, but you know, we still have the stuff we have to worry about, but it is nice to not have the heavy restrictions last year. So, and then like just scrambling. I think my schedule changed 15 times last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because tournaments were canceled. Duels were canceled. This team got COVID. Like,
well, I think it speaks to the wrestling community. With everything blown up the way it was picking up a phone and saying, "Hey, what are you doing next? Is there where can we go to get?" And I think you were kind of going week to week last year a lot of times, just trying to piece things together and what can we do and what kind of tournament can you put together and where can you get your kids on the mat at? There was a whole lot of that last year.
Well, this is not a plug for them in any way, but I will say, like, Yappy was our best friend last year. He would just throw something out on that forum and six different people would reply with these options from all over the state. So that was really nice. And you're still seeing it, but not as much as last year.
Thankfully. We'll knock on wood for that.
That
stays the same. So
One of these summers, I'm going to make it to your golf outing.
You better. I held a cart for you, and you never showed up.
Really,
I held a cart, and there was a beverage with a koozie for you.
Really bring the golf down. You know,
you want to see an ugly golf.
Go to a wrestling golf outing. Wrestlers have no business on golf courses. Really, no business whatsoever.
But we sure like to have a good time when we're doing it.
It's a place to do something different. But you know that you want to talk about oil and water. Wrestlers and golf. They got nothing to do with each other.
The golf stance is a wrestling stance.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Well, hey, Coach Melvin, thank you very much for stopping on by. We always appreciate seeing you down here at the Brew Kettle. Best of luck to you and the Rangers moving forward in the new campaign. Hoping to see a couple kids on the podium at the end.
Excellent. Thanks, guys. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Thanks, Joel.
Coach.
See you in a couple weeks.
Yeah. There he goes, Coach Joel Melvin, head coach for the wrestling program over there at North Ridgeville.